I'll begin with a poem that I don't know if it's finished or not. Here it goes. Every place a foreign land, quietly happy another world, previous lives enveloped in previousness, not yet effaced in effacement. Images loop around nothingness, entangled in the file of life. Le Pont d'Avignon only half exists. It's part of the dance. Unexpected transformations during a lifetime. When not writing, becoming lazy. The world could be a large black dog. The spider could be on vacation. Not interested in efforts, only results. Not the how, but the what. I know, just like life. Gently budding love affair, friendly film crew, rocking chair. A hesitation tango with a semiotics acrobat, seriously observed by a curious kitty cat. Curious affinity for high-strung and caring friendships, indicative of gender-inflected approach to highly sensitive material. Another stanza is required in this scheme of four stanzas, this modest armature holding up what's to come. I'm interested in the kindness machine. How to use it, what fuels it. The most moving and reassuring of all machines. A portable apparatus is what I need. One with a tiny hard drive that can store a few petabytes of data. Is the light going down or am I having a stroke? Yeah, it's hard to read. Thank you. Okay, a portable apparatus is what I need. One with a tiny hard drive that can store a few petabytes of data. To accommodate that many files, I would need a much faster processor. This would require a massively parallel system where speed and flexibility would be paramount. I would also need an InfiniBand for my high-performance computing, one that features high throughput and low latency. That's that poem. Now I read a few from The Camel's Pedestal, a book that just appeared, and I see John Olson is in the audience. I'm honored. He wrote a beautiful blurb for it.
He's a blurber.
He's a blurber.
A what? The blurber.
I'm a blurber.
Blurbifarian.
Dorothy's Little Bed. Dorothy's Little Bed, another corner from which a ladder in its path. Timidly up to the door. How are we going to get away? Or next day, maybe? Patiently reading a book is where they entangled again, out of a long conversation. Stick to the task. The reader understands the magnitude of the enveloping story. A child's vision in contact with mythical forces, departure times, melancholy caterpillars. We need some elephants, shiny ones, I don't care a great deal, never mind, louder. Silence in a moment, more people in the garden. Oh, of course, that sounds amazing. Under the leaves, just like me. Nothing, she said, nothing. I think I will go and meet her. No more insects, one walking in the opposite direction. What kinds of insects? Very large ones that talk. A goat in white, so young and gentle, so unsuspecting, with luggage. A gnat, as if nothing had ever happened. An agony of haste, crawling branch above your head. And now, who am I? And what exactly do I call myself? Tokyo subway. I've no time to write that I've no time to write. Pleasure in rhythm. Finality fulfillment. Triangular postings. Tokyo subway. Furthermore, humidor. Nevermore, sycamore. Troubadour, herbivore. Recipe precipice. Calculating options. Impressive instabilities, mind-body conflict. Athletic psychology, country of amnesia, libidinal artifact, lemon-lime handicap. Calibrating unsettled kittens, changing landscapes, tiny insects quietly working. Did somebody knock on the door? Do words work as wood works? The words work as what works. Universal granite, life on this planet, terrible and hard, with a few crumbs thrown in. Dangerous opinions, self-destructive gestures, wish to be on good terms, antiquated skin. On a limb, primal brightness on a hot afternoon, when grass is loud with insects, it is summer. Without collapsing completely, I hold on to a benign instant. We are divided creatures in an interactive world. We move steadily in a continuum. I will find a way. The sky may grow darker. But I will find a way. Each day is like an entire life, encapsulated miniature of the bigger event we call life. Sameness on a different scale. Harpsichord and fish. Fearful habitat, misconception, rickshaw, level-headed apprehension, never known to flinch. Ferris wheel calamity, tennis courts and subways, Lower East Side kitchenette, ordinary freak. Big dog nemesis, vigilant and skilled, namby-pamby naked kitty, narcoleptic squid. Factory worship, democratic dolphin, existential deficit, harpsichord and fish. Crisscross centipede, knowledgeable inchworm, apprehensive buffalo, unexpected cyst. Corkscrew tenderness, liberating vapors, slightly damaged apple cart, many ways to kill. Jigsaw, leverage, Lower East Side kitchenette. Did that come up before? Yeah, okay. Jigsaw, leverage, Lower East Side kitchenette, kettle brewing lustily, many drops to spill. Banjo sentiment, unobtrusive labels, level-headed apprehension, not a drop to drip. Morse code residence, charismatic lassitude, populated tenement, laminated zinc. Complicated turnaround, misconception rickshaw, emasculated madrigal, apricots and dish, Ferris wheel calamity, tennis courts and subways, pantomiming habitat, other people's tics. Flip-flop medicine, infantile arrangement, sentimental elephants, kindergarten shtick. First-class surgery, dilapidated farmhouse, gender-bending trivia, never-ending blip. Day job etiquette, application moisture, seven little elephants in a tiny little sink. Innate elegance, preference for timber, information exercise, energetic links. Melancholy lizard, a buzzard in a blizzard, not like the old days at all. Motionless gentleman, occupant forger, visible ginger, pelican's posture. Transitory ephemera, particulate positron, rockaway mockery, dedicated chintz. Digital wizardry, miserable lizard, second time, enclosure, fenugreek, and dill. Notebook devastation, incremental body language, modest ideas, to name just a few. Emblematic Winnebago complex machinery, they don't hurt my feelings. Way to go, criminal. Marginal questions, accommodating girlfriend. Historical engagement, sympathetic affidavit, marriage penetration. Echinacea's its bath, frivolous lawsuit, flocks of birds on rocks. And I'll finish with. The title poem, The Camel's Pedestal. Turn the void into vivid, the city into silly, the spotless pavements into a camel's pedestal. Found venom in thunder, located humor, fingered an image, labeled a tuna, saw a dragon in marriage, nurtured a guilty spider, and petted a tiny tiger. That's been my day so far. Meanwhile, people are killed in distant locations. Tensions run high in Odessa. Three people in Burundi on Friday. Urban community gun research close to finding chilling effects. Children, little cats, tiny little mice, innocent little lives. Thank you.